Good evening. This is Pat Conti behind the microphone at the Secret Museum, along with Citizen Kafka. And tonight's quiz, what do these folks have in common? Ralph Harris.
And a black striped band. And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And a pair of dark glasses on his nose.
And that's not all.
And that's not all.
Around his neck was a big black chain. And dragging on the chain was a big black ball. With a big black hat, with a big black brim.
Roger Miller.
Can you just see me now? Ten up and just out of hook, two, three, four, all day through. Everybody seems to be worried about something other. Who's gonna worry about Private John Q?
Don Van Vliet. And a Koza goat singer. Well, all of them are stretching the limits of the vocal range, the bounds of the harmonious voice. It's a little like the early days of recording, when some of the great classical singers for the Victrola Company hit high C and beyond in shimmering expositions of the human voice. Somewhat different from this young Filipino lad in a recent field recording. A more sedate example. These were Benin millet grinders from Formosa in a field recording made in the 1930s. Microtones apart, they're able to produce some mysterious tones and pulses from elsewhere. Thank you. 1950s, Emma Schumach claimed to be descendant from Incan goddesses, sang in a double voice. And Alfred Wolfson began his experiments in the extension of the human vocal range. And from there was born the eighth octave method of singing through the Roy Hart Theater. Here he sings, "I am Dionysus, the many-voiced god."
My name is Roy Hart. The following is a soul portrait. It is at the same time a biological education of the personality through the voice.
David Hikes in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Darwin Emery, a friend of the Secret Museum, about the mechanics of harmonic singing recently on the show. In fact, our birthday show.
By tightening the throat, I'm able to, while producing a fundamental tone, I'm able to restrict that tone. And then I'm also able to shape the tongue and the mouth cavity to produce a harmonic. And by changing the mouth position, I can change that harmonic as well. I can create a melody above the fundamental. So you'll actually will hear two tones. I'll try a style called Sigut at first, and then I'll try another style, Borbangi, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
thought of a book from the 1890s, a children's Bible gallery. It reads, "Can you sing? Did you know that God has made something like a little harp in your throat? You must not forget to thank him for giving you a voice." I couldn't help thinking of those words while Oleg Kular sang for my microphone some years back. Oleg is a contest throat singer from the center of Asia in a land called Tuva.
The Treasures of Tva, Etnelik Tva, under Nikolai Orzhek. Sigit Hemei Kargara Janus.
This from Tuvan Television. Years later, the troupe Hunhor II would bring their old songs and tunes of Tuva to the rest of the world, and eventually to the years of Frank Zappa, at least bringing us full circle to Captain Beefheart up top. Sing. Do you know that God has made something like a little harp in your throat? You must not forget to thank Him for giving you a voice. He'll be pleased if you learn to sing well. Caravan drivers. from the center of Asia. To go back even further to this 1920s example of Hume singing from Mongolia. And yet another priceless example of Hume comes from a 78 recorded at a festival of singing in Mongolia. Not forget to thank him for giving you a voice. From Melody Tuvi. Thank you. singer here about to clear his voice is Tatsuo Shinte, singing in the broadside style of Naniwabushi. The Rude Boy, Osaka, 1910. Lake. Some Eskimo girls sing into a tin can resonator as a 78 is taken 40 years ago. Canada at the Circumpolar Conference, some competitive Inuit throat games recorded live.
Thank you.
there a connection to the Northwest Coast, maybe, and Native American singers? We may never know. But there was an old-timer named Dick Burnett, fiddle and banjo player who made records back in the 1920s. He spoke years later with some record collectors about some of his monkey shines and vocal tricks during street shows and medicine shows.
I'm not going to use harp out of my full finger. I don't know if anybody else living that does this.
Oh.
I'll show you how it's done. I put my full finger in my mouth. I've had lots of fun with the young folks. Just put my finger in my mouth and play my juice harp and tell them, now you do that. And they'd try it, you know, but you couldn't do it.
Would you do it now?
No, oh, yes. I'm going to do it right now.
Did you used to do that when you were entertaining?
Oh, yes. I cut all kinds of monkey shines. I was a sleight-of-hand performer, too. I played sleight-of-hand tricks and done a little everything in the catalog, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I had some awful laughs all over everywhere, you know. Yeah, I've done a little everything.
And that same Dick Burnett in 1927.
Now, folks, we're going to play some good dance music. If it ain't right, get right. Get ready now. Let's go. Hot dog.
Burnett was known to use his imitation of the comb in shows, the most simple of all instruments, the wax comb and paper, a primitive kazoo. Primitive, if you can think of a kazoo as being a sophisticated instrument, but more famous for his jew's harp imitation, as on this Ladies on the Steamboat. Are there. We checked him on a computer. Here's Dick Burnett, 1962, the age of 90.
I hear something that I don't do that you never heard nobody else do, don't guess. I'm going to play you a little my old Kentucky home in my throat. I'm going to play this music right here in my throat. It's musical. I've got to produce a kind of a hum in order to get the music. Don't listen to the hum part, listen to the music.
Sure.
There's at least one other Kentucky connection. At least we think it is. The group is called the Hometown Folks. They made one record of Turkey in the Straw. All unknown personnel except for maybe the guitar player. Still a mystery. But a very decisively Kentucky-style fiddler, and a throat singer. Recorded as the White City Jazzers in New York City, the land of scat singers, where scat singers like this one Billy Costello play tricks on the ears of jazz fans. Here's a voice from your childhood, and listen for the throat singing.
Ah, boy, hot ginger dynamite. There's nothing but that at night. Back and back by the fellow shoot a baggy and the women make it wacky woo. The way they can entertain, boy, who'd hurry that hurricane? Back and back by the fellow shoot a baggy and the women make it wacky woo. Oh, Julia must get a mama, boy, then your troubles increase. That's her. Some go where she orders soda, so you shake, milk, shake, turn, shake the peas. The chitter that hug a night. Why, jingle, it's worth the price. Back and back by the fellow shoot a baggy and the women make it wacky woo.
Hot ginger dynamite, there's nothing but that at night.
Black necks, thank you, where the fellas do the baggy, and the women make it waggy woo. Where they get down the train, boy, who'd hurry that hurricane? Black necks, where the fellas do the baggy, and the women make it waggy woo. All through the M, I'll get a mama, and then your trouble is freeze. Boy, I'm cold, or she orders to the... Give up, give up, give up, give up. Give up, 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 give up.
Well, now you won't forget who Billy Costello was.
A group of jolly.
Oh, I still can't help thinking there's a connection. Maybe way out west. A cowboy singer by the name of Arthur Miles. August 8th. 1929 in Dallas, Texas, sings The Lonely Cowboy for the Victim Microphones.
Some were telling stories, and some were singing songs, and some were smoking cigarettes while I was rolled along. Began talking of distant friends so dear. A boy raised his head from his saddle and brushed away a tear. This boy was tall and handsome, and his face showed a lack of good care. His eyes were of a heavenly blue, and he had light wavy hair. Yeddy-o-dee-o-lay, yeddy-o-lay-o-lay. We asked him why he left his home, it being so dear to him. He raised his head from his saddle, with tears his eyes grew dim. As he raised his head from his saddle, and he gazed the rough crowd o'er, said, "Boys, I'll tell you the reason why I stay at home no more."
Country music. Back in the 1970s, I saw a Seals and Crofts concert, and I swear Jimmy Seals taught everyone the melody of the old fiddle tune Bonaparte's Retreat, and once everyone knew it, he began to sing it with something like a little harp in his throat. Some years later, I was DXing in my shortwave days with the portable whirring about while I was typing late one night. And then I got a skip, at least I think it was a skip, from Siberia, and three tunes came over the air. And I grabbed a tape, just any tape.
Thank you.
Siberia Extreme, a sound that's never left my head from that night. Like a story that I can't forget, about a herdsman who steps up to the plateau, leaving a cavity in his mouth for the wind to howl by, the reservoir of his own mouth forming the notes as the wind passes. Music of the earth playing a human instrument, or the other way around. I can't figure it out. There's an old Sardinian song from about 1910. La Pifera. The Lady Bagpiper. The songs of the Kachinsky Tatars, which are often merely a single word, oftentimes repeated, sound like violins as the performers form the tones in their throats. Voloschuk, 1893. Feynman.
He's a very good friend of mine. I like to tease him a little. And he was ever teaching arithmetic and algebra, rather, to his in high school. And then he told us that they gave him a geography class. I know that he would do a fairly good job in geography because he listens to the shortwave and therefore he gets a pretty good feel where everything is. Nevertheless, I wanted to tease him. So I said, oh, you know all about geography, huh? And he answered, yeah, he listens to me. I said, okay, whatever happened to Tanu Tuva? Because as a matter of fact, it was in the back of my head always. I knew that there was this country when I was a kid that my father explained to me was an independent country that had these interesting stamps. I think he had shown me on the map where it was, and it was a purple area in the middle of some big green thing in the middle of Asia somewhere. And as time went on, I never heard of it again. And it's supposed to be an independent country, so it must have disappeared somehow. And so in the back of my mind was this question. And I said, whatever happened to Tanu Tuva? Because I knew damn well he'd never heard of it. And also that he'd think I was kidding him, that there was such a thing. Because I like to tease by that kind of method, you see, you're making up a country that doesn't exist. And so he said, I'm making up a country that doesn't exist. Oh, yeah? I said, I got the encyclopedia, huh? And we looked it up on a map, and sure enough, there's a Tanu Tuva. And that was a surprise. And where was it? Just outside of Outer Mongolia, in the middle of Central Asia, in the depths of Russia, far away from anything. And it was no longer an independent country. It was a part of Russia. And we saw that the capital, this is what did it, the capital was KYZYL. My wife and I and he, at the same time, looked and smiled, grinned at each other. Because any place that's got a capital name, KYZYL, just gotta be interesting.
Oleg Kular.
I sing and my voice is divine. And it's like a bell, it's ringing.
All right, so he praises himself in his voice.
He asked first about his voice, he just boasting.
Yeah.
And then he sing praise to his motherland, to his native land, because his voice is ringing in the beautiful landscapes and beautiful country of his own.
Мой голос голос темный.
Mm-hmm. Я уже перевел. My voice is divine voice.